I want my 5280 gig now!
From the Figgis Studios, it is Weekend Geek Update, sponsored by the Alamo Drafthouse, Littleton Cinema, Smurf here, and my table of witty, bright, and tofu.
I'm not drunk yet.
I'm toasty.
I ate a baguette.
That's what it is for movie sandwiches.
See, we think that's funny. That's how toasty we are.
That is Sir Toucher of Butts.
Hi.
Lady Tal. Private Cheeseburger, Double A, Ron.
I'm getting vodka.
Special guest, Red.
That's me.
We have a full team back for a change since everyone is back around the table and Captain Cheeseburger over there is...
I got promoted.
Just like that from that
already?
Big burly shot.
Wow.
Nothing wrong with that.
I'm sorry there's still no ice. We're going...
How can you not have ice? Ice is kind of a necessity.
It's not.
Okay, I don't have really. Ice in my house.
That's true. I don't either.
Are you asking about the physics or the philosophy?
The only reason why we don't have ice is because we have a lot of fish in the freezer. It makes the ice taste fishy.
That's valid.
Yeah.
Valid.
Actually, you know what? At one house that I used to have, the roommate had broccoli, and that's all I could taste in the ice tray. Was just the broccoli. And I'm like, ugh. I was like, And okay. I already have a distaste for broccoli.
I mean, I like
first
broccoli,
all,
but like...
first of all, clean your freezer. Good God.
I defrosted that motherfucker constantly and still...
Well, you should have called your landlord.
The broccoli was powerful.
I was going to say, that's like whenever I had Brussels sprouts in my freezer and all you could taste on the ice for...
Oh!
Yeah.
Brussels sprouts have to be eaten fresh. You can't
You can't freeze those. Yeah.
No, it is...
I learned my lesson after that.
They don't roast the same if they've been frozen. They need to be fresh.
They get like freezer burn.
Well, they get watery.
Yeah.
And they never roast. Like, roasted Brussels sprouts are just amazing. And
I had some really
good
ones.
I was using them for like a stew, but it didn't turn out great.
It's probably because you put it in the freezer.
I put it in the freezer, yeah. Sorry, I was going on vacation.
And they don't taste the same, because I would even look at this, and he would have the... He'd go to Costco back in the day, whatever it was. It was one of the big membership grocery.
Costco, Sam's Club.
Yeah, whatever membership grocery warehouse. Way.
I don't know how.
And he would come back with like a pillowcase size of bag of broccoli. And
that's impossible.
It would
just
no.
Get it
I kid
from
you not.
No, that makes sense. Costco sells bullshit like that.
No, they don't. They only have mixed vegetables. It's the only way to get the broccoli.
Well, it was like I said. It wasn't like a sales.
I've looked.
It
they
wasn't
have the tubs of mac and cheese. I don't know, man.
There's not tubs. First of all, the tub is nacho cheese. They have the cases.
The can of government cave cheese.
Well, yeah,
I love
they have
thing.
That. But they added last year. It's like a bucket of mac and cheese.
You and I go to a different
store.
Oh my
God.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Like,
that was they don't sell it anymore, but they had it for like
I wonder why.
A year of that. And I was like, I'm going to go get it, and people were like, don't.
It was like Pace. It was like one of those membership warehouses that you could go to. You had to pay monthly or whatever yearly
you
fee
pay
it was.
Annually.
And that's where he got the pillowcase size bag of broccoli.
That's too much, man.
And it'd take
why
up the majority of the freezer.
Like fresh broccoli,
because
you understand how I deal with my broccoli.
I mean, I guess not, but frozen
bargain bin
nasty.
Broccoli is just not okay.
Frozen is better than canned.
Who cans broccoli?
Oh,
who cans
do?
Anything?
Canned chicken is the most disgusting thing.
Back
in my day,
it's like a whole chicken inside of a can.
Oh my God!
Back when
I'm like half okay with like longan, like
what
canned longan?
Back when I was younger than Tao.
That's okay.
I got in an argument with this guy I dated. I swear this was like the moment we realized this relationship was not gonna work. We got in an argument about green beans.
Well, yeah, no, if that's gonna be the argument, the big argument, you're done.
And it was the debate of
game
frozen
over.
Versus canned.
Oh wow.
Frozen.
I'd rather
frozen,
get frozen.
Absolutely.
Well,
because you can at least like still kind of save the frozen.
Yeah.
Canned is
a flavor.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but by
yeah.
the end of...
Yeah, it's got that juice that it's been sitting for
years.
That
weird sickening juice thing? No.
Canned anything is a flavor.
Unless
okay.
it's a freaking zombie apocalypse, I would avoid canned.
I'll
like,
still
it was
do frozen corn.
Yeah, but then at the end... freezers are out of business, so you're the can.
So you have to go can. Yeah, at that point. Yeah.
But at the end of the bag, I mean, you start seeing the ice crystals from the freezer burn, and it's just you're just like,
well,
oh my God.
Have to eat them sooner rather than let them sit there. But
it's still plant biology. Nothing keeps forever.
No. But he couldn't, even though he didn't want to go back to the grocery store, he couldn't eat it all fast enough.
Yeah.
Then
I don't know.
Okay.
That's like I had bacon in my freezer for a long time.
Ooh.
And I looked up, I was like, when is it not okay to eat this? And the website was like, technically, because it's in the freezer, it should last forever. And I'm like, no, that's not how this works.
It slows down the decaying process, but it doesn't prevent
it. It's still bad.
Yeah. Do you want to talk about nerdy stuff? Because I'm having a great time.
Is this the new podcast, the fresh versus frozen debate? We could have a whole podcast.
Or any type of food related thing, I'm down.
I love, food is very important
to my culture.
To my culture.
Food is important to everybody's culture.
I know.
Am I the only one that MasterChef is extremely disappointing this season?
No, you know,
it's always
not
disappointing to me because I've never watched it.
Well, it's just
I watch snippets.
It's a cooking show on Fox. It's just every time they're like, this is the most amazing cooking competition of all the world. And I'm like,
I don't know. I've seen.
I don't know. I like Chopped better.
I don't know, but I've seen Australian MasterChef. I've seen Vietnam's MasterChef. And it's pretty freaking awesome.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but. But to say that it's
Australians are hilarious.
It's the most intense.
Oh. It's the accent.
Ew.
No,
it's
their
Australian
humor.
Accent.
I hate
they're the dirty accents. People, and I love it.
I hate it.
We mean like this.
They're like British but angrier.
We don't mean the piss off the one Australian listener we have.
We have one Australian listener.
We do.
Sorry, you're great, dirty people.
My spouse used to work for. He's worked for two Australian companies, and I don't mind telling them to their face, like, you talk like that on purpose.
It's like the southern accent of Britain. It feels like that.
God, no, it's
no, feels like that to me.
That's Cockney.
No, that's not even Cockney.
No, Cockney is like it's incomprehensible. I cannot understand Cockney.
I love Cockney,
and they
accents.
Want to keep it that way.
Or like there was a show called Geordie Shore. I could not understand them either. My sister one time was watching that show while she was drunk, and she thought she was watching like a
it's in a different language.
Yeah, like it was in a different language, and then she when she sobered up, she realized. What? Still, it's like you're speaking English, but I don't know what they're saying.
I had a roommate like that back in the day. We watched Guy Ritchie movies, and and I was like, "There's an option for subtitles," and she goes, "I love British things." And I was all like,
"Did she do that accent too?"
No, that was the whole point. She walked around with this fake British accent. Because
oh, like Madonna.
Oh yeah, no. or like the Rolling Stones.
Okay,
Rolling
first Stones. First of all,
shots fired.
No, Madonna's accent was better.
Oh. Hello, I'm Madonna.
Bonjour.
Actually, I've had a friend because they don't understand, they can't decipher the British accent on some of the shows, so they'll watch it with the subtitles
in
case
the
they don't miss
on.
Anything. And especially like Doctor Who, sometimes they just
Geordie Shore is 10 times worse because I could not understand a word they are saying. I had to have subtitles for that. I couldn't.
Hello, Governor.
No,
what are they saying?
No, if you hear, if you ever see, a snippet of Geordie Shore, which I will show you after the podcast.
All right, I was going to say,
It is one of those things where I'm like, I can't decipher the words that you are saying to me. Like, what are you saying? Like, I can't.
I've got an uncle
English
like that.
English isn't even my first language.
He's from the deep south. It's like, he talks like Boomhauer, and it's like real quick cadence. Oh, yeah.
Because
he
not even English.
He also throws in like the French words too. Because he is actually
he
Cajun.
The Cajun.
He's like old school Cajun, so it'll be just like, you know, you're talking to him and then all of a sudden he's speaking half a different language and I'm like, wait, what?
He buy you.
Yeah.
I've had that, but with Vietnamese, I'm like, uh-huh, mm-hmm. Wait, what?
He'll slip a word, and I'm like,
if you think about it, you're like, wait, what did I just
say? Yeah, no, because sometimes my family members will slip into a different dialect, and I'm like, uh-huh, uh-huh,
wait, when did we get here?
I was like, where am I? Why am I tasting pennies?
Language,
where did it come from?
Where am I tasting pennies?
Why am I tasting pennies?
Are you having a stroke? You okay?
I don't know. It might be after hearing that dialect.
No, you're just drinking Ensure. That's what.
Pedialyte, thanks.
Oh
man.
Pedialyte for me. Sorry.
Pedialyte.
Back on my food tangents. Back in the day when I had stomach issues, stronger stomach issues, I would drink the Slim Fast stuff.
And
this was back when I was 100 pounds. and everyone gave me shit because body policing is a thing no matter what size you are.
That's true.
And so they were like, why are you drinking Slim Fast? You don't need to lose weight. And I'm like, because all the other dietary drinks smell, taste like pennies. They do. They have this iron content.
Is it supposed to taste like feet?
They taste like someone stuck pennies in the milkshake and shook it around and then served it.
Pennies.
It's just not good.
That's all I can think about.
Oh my God. Jesus Christ.
Do we have nerdy shit?
We have nerdy shit. Yeah.
You don't think this is nerdy? I'll tell you the politics of carrots, man.
Oh, God.
and we'll pretend to care at all.
Oh, God. Oh.
Yay!
Can we end it now?
Well, we missed you.
Our master of puns. Yeah. You know, I actually got a lot of messages about, where's Aaron? Oh, I missed the puns.
People care.
People care.
Do they?
It hurts a bit, but it's good
there was
to have
too, There's too much estrogen. That's what
too much estrogen? I left you alone. I'm
you
so
did.
Sorry.
You fucker.
We
got
him up on
the
him.
Table a little bit.
It is.
Was,
not that you two don't do a magnificent job.
Cowering in the corner, covering his penis.
His puns are missed.
Yeah, listen, somebody has to bring down the value of the show. It's going to be anybody. It's going to be me, damn it.
Speaking of values of shows, the Orville is moving to Hulu.
Oh,
we might actually
Fox
be able
didn't
to watch
want
it.
Them?
No, the thing is, Fox's budget is limited, and to produce the show fast enough with the same, if not better, quality, they have decided to cross over to Hulu.
I think that's a good idea. Hulu's actually been cranking out some decent content.
I can't argue with that.
I started watching Castle Rock last night. I've been watching The Terror, which is a great show.
I left soy milk in the car.
Oh, no. Oh, shit. Not soy milk. How do you forget to leave soy milk in your car?
How do you forget to leave soy milk in your car?
You know, I don't need your judgment, ma'am.
Yes, you do. I'm
going to
regret it.
But no, I can see that working out for them. I think streaming services are kind of the future coming up.
I think streaming services are the demise.
Well, and
the demise of cable TV.
Well, not that they aren't the future, because you're right. Like, we like to binge, we like to stream.
That's true.
But everyone having their own streaming service.
I hate it.
The fact that everyone's adding their own streaming service, that will actually be the demise.
Yeah. Well, and I think what is coming is it's a revolution of the new standard for TV.
Sure.
So back in the day, there was this thing called reality TV.
Ugh. Oh, fuck off.
But it was a changing of guard. It was something that wasn't done and nobody was doing it. So
sure, that was new.
That was new.
At some point.
And then all of a sudden, everybody had a reality show, and that was the new craze.
Back in the day, it was called Running Man.
So now, I think that
American
this...
Gladiator.
I fear the Running Man.
I honestly think...
Oh, my God.
Jesus.
Is that soy milk in a can?
Soy milk in a can?
It's Asian soy milk. Fuck you.
As opposed to the American soy milk.
Do they freshly squeeze Asians into the can? I mean,
no, it's squeezed by Asians.
Oh.
They squeeze the soy nipples.
Well, now I never want to drink soy milk ever again.
No, don't, shush. You never want to drink
soy
milk.
I like soy milk.
No, you don't. Nobody likes soy milk.
I like it in cereal.
My car smells like baguettes.
So you're don't milking soy
milk? Of all the dairy options, soy milk is the worst.
This isn't the soy milk that you would put into, what is it?
Anything? Your body? I mean...
No.
Why does it have a stitch? Yeah. Is that pressurized?
Because, yes,
of
you want to try it because it's not as bad as you think it is.
I don't think
this
will mix with vodka and club soda.
It is not bad, okay?
I will give this a try.
Cooties!
That tastes like rice milk.
That's okay, minor little one. So this is the new look soy. What is this? Oya?
Yeos? I call it Yeos.
Okay. Yeos?
Yeo.
Yeah.
Oya? The face wasn't a good one at first.
Why did you cringe?
No,
yeah, because he was ready before he tasted it.
Sure, why not?
It kind of tastes like rice milk. All
it
right.
does taste like rice milk. There is a very dominating rice taste.
When
to
soy
it.
Milk started becoming a thing and like a bigger thing in the U.S., I was just like, why would you put that over cereal? That doesn't make any sense. And I thought they were talking about like Asian soy milk. Then I realized that it's nasty milk.
It's fake. It's
no,
like
it's
fake
nasty.
Milk.
I don't know. Your response was correct. Of why would you put that over cereal? Because it's terrible. Why would you ever ingest that? It's just nasty.
It's like water.
I mean, I'm lactose intolerant, so I mean, I have to.
No, that's different.
Oh, you have a reason.
There's
crazy
dairy
person.
Options like rice milk and almond milk and other things
like
besides.
Milk.
But almond milk, so I think soy milk is, well, that's very nice. It tastes like, that tastes,
that's
like rice milk.
Better than the last soy milk.
But when
yeah,
we see,
this is
it's
what
in
I
a
grew
can.
Up, I grew up with this.
When,
okay.
When we see soy milk on the shelf, we're just like, ew.
Yeah.
I think I take the lactose intolerance over that.
Yeah, that's why I got really confused.
I think
confused,
I'd rather shit
I thought
my
they were
pants
talking
than
about
do
like,
that.
I thought they were talking about this inside of milk, and
but that would be better.
Cereal.
That'd be nice over cereal.
That actually wouldn't be bad.
It wouldn't
be
bad. It has a nice little sweet kind of,
especially Rice Krispies, because it's
Cheerios.
Also like rice flavored.
I suppose so.
Some nice
work.
Cheerios, yeah.
Yeah.
Something plain.
I need
you,
some.
You
I'm
made
like Rice Krispie treats.
You made like do such it. A dis, like a distaste for
I
it.
I think it mixed poorly with the wine.
I was going to say, I realized I'm like, club soda.
Yeah, it says water, whole soybean, cane sugar, and artificial flavor.
I like club soda better.
I'm not judging.
The wine was.
Wasn't everybody like, vodka tonic? I'm like, vodka club, man.
Vodka club.
We're just talking about vodka club.
What?
We were? Not you.
Oh.
I have other conversations with people.
I did have 80
points. What were we talking about?
We were
talking. Oh, yeah, right. Orville.
Oh, yes.
Orville.
On Hulu.
On Hulu.
I was watching.
But I honestly think this is the next swing for television. I think it is horrible. But I think this is going to be the next
reality
TV was.
Yeah,
everyone's,
everything's on a streaming service.
Everything's going to be on a streaming service. Nobody's,
it's going to bite them in the ass.
I think so. I
at
think this
point,
pendulum
yeah.
is going to swing back the other way, and everyone's going to be
gonna
like, what the fuck?
There's only
going
to be like one or two left where it's like, oh, we still only are going back to Netflix and Hulu.
The libraries are going to be like, we can't keep up with these hours. We need more funding. It'll be great. It'll be a great day.
I will say, though, Disney Plus was offering, it's like $12.99 a month for their streaming service for Disney Plus, Hulu, and ESPN. So you get all three of those for $12.99. I'm like, okay, if they start bundling things, sure.
Oh, good. Just like Dish Network.
Mm-hmm.
And DirecTV.
It's happening.
You're going to get the satellite. And what you need to do is you need to get your sports channels. I don't watch sports. Well, you need to get your sports channels. Otherwise, we can't give you the deal.
Well, they try to just strap that in there. Disney's got to think of something, because with them absorbing Fox and the huge loss that Fox had with X-Men. I think I saw something like $170 some million dollar loss.
I think that's why they kind of put all their projects kind of like, except for Marvel, kind of down, and they're like, okay, all right, anything except for regular Marvel projects, we're gonna put down for a second.
The only ones that I saw that were still viable, one was Planet of the Apes.
I mean, yeah.
That they're still kind of hold on to.
Is it going to be a continuation of that new series that we were getting, like War and all
that? It doesn't matter either way. If it's a reboot, it's going to be terrible. If it's a continuation, oh, God.
Well, and
we can stop.
And they were looking at the article I was reading was talking about how they, what are Fox's major hits, like the Home Alone franchise.
Yeah,
I don't know
and they
why.
Said they're going to reboot that.
Yeah.
Like, so why? Macaulay Culkin was like, this is what Home Alone would look like now, and it's just him like without a shirt on, just like
I saw
with
that
a plate,
meme.
Like a bowl of soup in front of him.
Well, the internet is a thing. Like all the miscommunications wouldn't have happened.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's oh, God.
Cell phones. He would have just called their phone.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
They would have had a tracker on him.
Well, when you check in, it would show on your phone that this person
you
has
can't
not
get
checked
on the plane.
In.
You can't get on the plane now because they would like get.
Yeah,
just,
you'd be sitting waiting for like the security line to be like, "Did we leave Kevin behind?"
It's like Die Hard. You know, Die Hard is a great film, the original Die Hard.
Yes,
but you cannot remake Die Hard.
No,
because 9/11 has happened. Because the internet has taken over. Because smartphones are in the mix.
I think
you can make new Die Hards, but you cannot remake
the original.
No, you can't relaunch
a lot of the things that happened in those movies.
And
like,
and this is one of those things where you know what? And that's what contemporary literature really is. It is a story that is best told in that time period.
Yeah,
and if you try and reboot it.
No. I mean, out of all of the Fox properties, I can see them continuing a Planet of the Apes.
No.
Because let's face
maybe,
it,
yeah.
That's kind of where we're headed right now.
That's where their money is, kind of.
We're headed.
Or aliens.
Or
I can
aliens.
See them making another
alien
movie alien, just because.
I can see.
Idiocracy is where we are.
That's good to say. But at least those movies are like safe bets that like. You put them
they're
in theaters,
money.
People go see it. They're popcorn munchers. It's like the Fast and the Furious
movies.
Oh.
I don't go see those movies because they're quality. Because they're not.
I missed you last week. Oh, my God. poor Smurf is all like, I like these movies. And Tao and I were just ganging up on him.
But
I was getting beat up.
That's the thing is, I know they're bad.
I know
they're
bad,
bad
too,
movies.
But they're fun.
They're fun.
Hey, man, and when I go to the ballpark, I want to eat hot dogs and drink crappy beer. I mean,
exactly. That's the mentality. It. That's why those movies do well, is because it's like, well, I don't go for the story. Like,
no, the plot is anemic. You know what?
I realized the thing about dude films like this, these action films. This is exactly what you guys like in your porn.
We're in, we're out, and we're full.
Instant gratification.
You want it's all about the money shot, and there's no plot.
That's true. I usually mute it because I don't like the
no. It's over.
It's all fake.
It's over. You killed it.
But fucking at least the dude movies have evolved.
All the people are too pretty.
2009 was a bad time for those movies.
Yeah.
We got Death Race and Gamer and those. I went back and watched those because I'm like, these can't be as bad as I remember. Oh, they're bad. They're real bad.
Yeah, but they're like, porn without the sex. That's what they are.
Yeah.
Instead of the cum shots, it's explosions.
Yeah.
And that's why you guys like them.
That's why Michael Bay makes a lot of money.
That's why Michael Bay makes a lot of money. And that's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. But there's also nothing great about that either.
That's the expectation I'm going in with.
And that's why you can't get dates. That's what it is. because it's hard to take.
Nobody wants to go to me.
Call me out like that.
It's hard to take a date to go see your new porn conquest. It's just weird.
Well, okay, to be fair.
That's why I go see the artsy films.
There is your eye candy.
Yeah, chicks dig artsy shit.
You're bouncing between The Rock and Jason Statham.
That eye candy.
That covers a huge rainbow.
That eye candy is not for me, just like the dicks in porn are not for me.
They're for me. Wait.
They are for the dude, to visualize himself as being that dick. I mean, that character.
That's very true.
That is why the camera angles are done just so.
Just the way they are. I understand.
This is what happens
when
you let me drink so long before we start the podcast.
I understand what you're saying. But if you want to be a real-life action hero, Danny Trejo has already picked up the job.
Ooh.
As he saves a child from a rolled-over car, and there's security footage to show this. This man was already a badass.
Yeah.
And he's the nicest guy.
Oh, yeah.
Even though his portrayal is just this mean, hard-as-nails Hispanic gentleman with a tattoo.
Yeah.
Okay, first of all, Danny Trejo is the biggest teddy bear ever.
Oh, exactly. But he plays those villains on purpose to show. I think it was his nephews or some family member that it's like, oh, yeah, even though you're the bad guy, like in real life, you know, just don't be that guy.
He was trying
to be an example.
Well, he has a very severe look, and the pop marks don't help.
Mm-hmm.
And he got typecast real early.
Oh yeah.
Well, I mean he got into the Robert Rodriguez circle of action films where he always played the villain. Mm-hmm. He didn't have a whole lot of speaking roles.
But we've known from the 80s that Danny Trejo is just the nicest guy.
He is.
Oh yeah, he's dude. It's like uncomfortably so. It's like
I know he like you show up, he'll like pull your chair out.
Yeah. Like whatever celebrity you think is the nicest celebrity, Danny Trejo has them beat.
Yeah. Him and Terry Crews are without trying.
Because
they're both that kind of same thing where it's like they originally got typecast because Terry Crews not so much anymore, but
he worked his ass off to break that.
You know, they're the thugs. They're big dudes who are kind of scary looking. So it's like you get typecast, but they're the nicest fucking people.
No, he's a really. I think it's one of those things like comedians. You know, when you get used to comedians being these
a certain way.
Well, yeah, but being these court jester types, and then you see them in dramatic roles and you realize they're really talented.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, how is Robin Williams so good in drama? Why
crippling depression.
Yeah. Well, it's exactly is these
actually today's the anniversary of him passing.
Killing himself. He killed himself.
Yes, he did kill himself. Anyway, continue. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. I don't approve of the sugarcoating of Robin Williams' death. Yes, it's tragic. Yes, it's. Mm-hmm. But he killed himself.
He did. Anyway, continue.
But comedians are so good at drama is because it's the same reason they're good at comedy is because they have a lot of shit going on in their real life, and they're really good at channeling that into something funny. So when you ask them to do something dramatic, that's so natural for them. It's actually easier than doing comedy. And I think these big, burly, mean men, it's kind of the same thing of they play that so well on film because there's a part of reality in that, and that's why they're not that in real life.
Yeah, sure. So after the incident, Danny Trejo was interviewed, and what he said was, there was a little boy, and he was about 5. He's screaming, and I climbed into the car, and the worst thing you can do is smell gas.
Oh, shit.
So I tried and couldn't reach it, and then this little girl on the other side said, "I got it, I got it." And pushed the button, and I pulled the little boy out, and I'm holding him, and she goes to get the grandma.
Oh, so he had, there was a joy. He's the sidekick.
He is,
yeah,
the sidekick.
Yeah, I was going to say, he just helped out.
He's the sidekick.
He is the sidekick, but just, to, you know what? What kind of story? I was saved by Danny Trejo.
Yeah, I was going to say.
That's a hell of a fucking story.
He can carry me out of a burning building. Oh, my God.
The man same.
The man is beautiful.
There's the dream team. Danny Trejo, Keanu Reeves, and Terry Crews, right there.
Yeah,
boom.
Yeah. Cool.
Only if Terry Crews sings 1,000 miles.
Ship it.
Actually, I want Terry Crews as the comic relief.
Yeah, exactly. He's going to sing 1,000 miles.
We got John Wick. We've got
no, wrong song.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah. We've got the tattooed.
Yeah, okay.
That one. So we'll have John Wick. We'll have the tattooed man from El Mariachi, and then we'll have Terry Crews.
Is that what you think of him?
That's typically
the tattooed guy from El Mariachi.
That's typically what they identify him as. Yes.
I mean, I usually think
I don't
of him
see
as
him that way.
Machete.
Or that guy from Dust Till Dawn.
I remember him as the uncle from Spy Kids.
Uncle Machete.
I remember his
head on
the tortoise.
It's a shared universe.
Oh,
it's fucking hilarious.
It's great.
His head on the tortoise of Breaking Bad.
Oh, yeah. El Tortuga.
Tortuga.
I think
that was rough.
There's a movie from the 80s that I can't place the name to, so I'm just going to let it slide. But it's like that. It's like Machete, but the 80s.
Well, and it was like a real movie.
Probably,
it wasn't just a fake movie.
It's probably
like,
El Mariachi or Desperado. Desperado.
No, it was older than Desperado.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oof.
the old rough stuff.
Back in my day.
So yeah, seeing that happen is very inspirational. Nerds in action.
He's a great guy.
Yes.
And he stays out of the tabloids. Because he is. That's how you know he's a good guy. He doesn't do anything scandalous.
Yeah. A new trailer landed for Carnival Row, which we have spoke about previously with Orlando Bloom. I'm starting to get
sure.
More and more. I'm probably going to catch flack for this, but I'm starting
you
to
are.
Get kind of more and more behind this
no.
this series.
The Bloomtastic.
This is just ridiculous.
This could be.
So I haven't published this anywhere that it can come back and bite me on the ass, but let me take a sip of my alcohol and allude.
All right. Allude away.
I'll drink one.
Dun, dun, dun.
And allude to the fact that I have a whole rant with PowerPoint presentation.
Is it loaded on your phone
about,
that you're going to project
yeah,
on
can
the wall?
We, can we get this, please?
About why steampunk is bullshit.
Oh no.
Not only should it not be, not only does the word punk belong nowhere near this fandom.
Steam dandies is silly.
Steam dandies.
But the people, not just the story that we watch that it qualifies under steampunk, but the people who enjoy this are the worst examples of humanity.
They're always like either really old, like really old people, or like the people who you're like, I think I made fun of you in high school and I got made fun of in high school. like
oh. and I can't, I'm gonna have to take another sip of wine to stop myself.
I do like the fashion.
From going into the... Yeah, the fashion is quite...
great, yeah.
It's very regal. It's elegant.
But you know what? Then just be a fashion choice. Stop trying to add plot lines. This is actually... You know what?
It's got Zeppelins, man.
This is actually worse than your porno guy explosion films.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Yes.
Yeah,
okay, finally.
What
do you consider? Is this hentai? Is that what this is?
Oh, no. God. No. Hentai, whoa. Hentai, there are plots.
Is it art? Tentacles.
It's called hentai and it's art.
I mean, I don't. There was a time at Tradesmart where.
Whoa.
Well, no, okay, so I was.
Go on.
I was talking to one of.
Is this about
my
hentai
friends.
Or steampunk?
Hentai, actually.
Okay, go
yeah.
on.
Make sure so both. I was talking to one of my coworkers and stuff like that, and I looked into one of the generic bins, and like I looked down, looked at him again, then I was like, wait, what? And then I looked back down, And I see like this design. I'm like, please don't tell me. No, I'm like, please don't tell me this is what I think it is.
Oh, did somebody trade in hentai?
I scooted it over. And it was Bible Black, one of the worst hentais that to exist.
Was this when you were looking, working at
Tradesmart?
Yeah, Tradesmart. Yeah, yes.
Yeah, because people would train in.
Yeah,
books
and then
somebody
I
somebody dropped that off, and they're
yeah,
like, "Yeah,
it was $3." And some I posted on Facebook. I was like, "Guys, like this is kind of hilarious that I found this, but why is this cursed thing here?"
Yeah,
and some of my friends were like, "Buy it from me, please."
Like, they don't want an original copy. History.
They're like, can you
yeah,
me
I don't
that?
Need that in my Amazon purchases.
Yeah,
without then they send you ads for it. It's like.
This oh, is God. Like
it shows up in your Facebook feed as you're you know someone's looking over your shoulder. Oh my God, what are you bidding for on eBay?
No, I realize that my stance on steampunk is like taking a stance on gay marriage in 1996. But
yeah, you just don't understand, man.
Oh, I love being told.
I honestly
understand.
Think of all of the geek driven fandoms that steampunk is the weakest.
It's
the
worst.
Lamest. It's just
nope.
Look, it's
there's
beautiful.
Worse.
It's
what's worse?
My Little
besides
Pony.
Besides hentai.
Oh!
Or furries.
We were on the same wavelength.
One or two. It's either one.
No, I disagree.
Yeah,
with
but
that.
Furries is
no,
a
no.
lifestyle.
No, see,
no
but,
furries is not a lifestyle.
No, see, but like My Little Pony, I think it's more so like people fight. Freaking scare the shit out of me with that stuff.
Oh yeah.
Like people, I don't care if you like it. Like it if you want to, but when it comes in, like becomes a obscene obsession, and you're trying to force it down my throat like religion. Or penis.
Well, that, see, that's friendship.
That's any fandom, really.
Yeah, I don't like it.
Yeah, I like Star Trek as much as the next Trekkie, but the minute you invite me to your themed wedding and ask me to dress up like a Klingon, we're not friends anymore.
Oh, why a Klingon?
Actually,
Romulan, come on.
Actually,
I don't know why. I wanted to be a Kardashian.
Oh my God.
I wanted to show my, I wanted to pad my butt and show up.
Oh my word! I thought you were like making a reference to like this post about this woman's wedding and how she was demanding like $1,500 from all her guests in order to pay for it.
I think you were trying to be a Cardassian.
No, I know what I said.
You know, I was on the same wave like you.
Don't for sure knows at me.
I almost tried to actually, but then I was like, no, she knows.
She knows.
She knows. She knows exactly what she said.
She was waiting for the other setup.
I
was the like,
I can't do it because my
you're saying the wrong thing.
No, do it. You know, I'd like it'd be the best crossover ever.
Oh my word. Oh my word.
Me in an evening gown, but like with the snake makeup.
Yep.
Oh my God.
Yep.
And the big shoulder pads.
Yep. I know what I said.
I'm going to need some vodka.
I think also when people sexualize the ponies, that also is crossing
the
line.
No,
I don't like anything. If you sexualize things that are made for kids, you are ridiculous.
The funny thing, so... Funny,
yeah.
Isn't that Rule 34?
Yeah. So, yeah, it's Rule 34. Funny story. So, former podcaster Ken, who is part of our team,
uh-huh.
Has a new tattoo.
Is he a brony?
No. Why would you...
I'm
because
so
this
scared.
Is hilarious.
No, it's...
Because
this
he
is
shows
sad.
It to me, because he's got this... He's got the tattoo.
Oh, it's the Eevee tattoo.
It's a Vulpix.
Oh, Vulpix, yeah. It's an Alolan
like,
Vulpix.
Oh my God, you got a My Pretty Pony tattoo on your arm.
Oh my
He's
God.
Like, no.
It doesn't look that good. He got a discount, all right?
I thought
he got a coupon.
He got a coupon.
I thought you paid for it with tattoos.
The best thing is everyone
fine.
Around him heard me say that and they started laughing because obviously I'm not the first person to make that joke.
Oh no.
You gotta get that touched up, buddy.
Dude, you can't skimp out on like, you know, paying a good artist.
You pay the extra. You pay the $250, like.
Yeah, you pay
you
a
pay
good
one
artist.
One way or another.
Yeah.
Because
it's like funding education. You pay one way or the other.
Yeah.
I went to public school.
You either pay with your tax dollars or you pay with the results of your tax dollars.
Plus, like, it's on your flesh.
I went to public school and dropped
forever.
Out of college.
Forever.
Yeah,
until you skin
both.
Yourself.
Yay.
I mean,
yeah.
So
but wait, he had another, like, another tattoo, so you're saying
right,
he has multiple?
Twice now.
I think he's got a couple of other tattoos on there, but he's very proud of his Vulpix. And
Vulpix.
I'm just like
Vulpix. Is it on his
Vulpix.
Back?
Or not Vulpix?
It's not.
Excuse
okay,
me.
First
Eevee.
Of all,
Eevee.
It's Vulpix.
First of all, no.
No,
I know it's not.
It's a Vulpix.
Thanks for putting
wait,
that
Vulpix
image
or Ninetales?
It's a Vulpix.
It was a Vulpix. Okay.
Why would you put that image
Vulpix
of Ken shirtless in my head?
Sorry.
Because body policing is not limited, all right? All right?
So you want to get a worse image?
I'll just take my shirt off. Just because we don't body police doesn't mean that there are some things that we do not want to see.
Every time I see a fat dude riding his bike down without a shirt on, I just get so angry. Why is that okay, but I can't take my shirt off?
Right? Fucking right. I'm with you on that one.
I mean, I'm fine with either one.
Yeah, but...
You do you. Like...
Yeah, but I can't do me without the cops stopping me.
That's true.
It's true.
Yeah, it's bullshit.
Or some uptight waspy bitch saying, "Oh my god, my children."
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
That's what it is.
I'm sorry. What about that vulgar thing?
I was gonna say, listen, I can walk down the street with my shirt off. That should be illegal.
That should be.
I am awful. I'm hairy in places I shouldn't be.
We all are.
I look like a chia pet gone horribly wrong.
You're blonde. I don't think you look that.
Have you ever seen Patrick Star but paler?
Oh my god.
And you were worried about there being no news this week.
Yeah, I was.
Yeah. The Alaskan.
We can make our own news.
Scary and pink.
Ooh, that'd be a great movie to make.
Scary and Pink.
Oh, that would be brilliant.
I just imagine like a murder.
We could get a Kardashian.
No! Kardashians are not
shaying down like a red carpet, murdering people left and right.
No, yeah, I can do that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
No shirt on, pink fur.
Oof.
Yeah, it has to be pretentious.
Pink fur shorts.
No, the jacket.
No.
The jacket.
The 90s are back, totally. Man. Crop tops.
Crop tops.
Overalls are still the worst thing in existence.
I saw some at
H&M. And it's like
fucking hipsters, man.
Yeah, I was just like, oh yeah, totally, I'm gonna wear this. I'm gonna struggle with a freaking thing when I have to pee really bad. Yeah. It's fucking terrible.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
What about rompers?
I hate rompers.
You have to take the entire thing off. What's the point?
Rompers are overalls but shorter. Like it's stupid.
No, it's a dress, but then there's a seam on your crotch, so it's like shorts.
Yeah, it's a dress.
It doesn't make any sense. It's a onesie.
So you have to take the entire thing off if you wanted to pee. And I think, like, don't get me wrong, some of them are kind of cute.
No, I have seen one human in the history of rompers who looks good in a romper, and she wasn't that nice.
Oh.
You don't know her?
It's me.
Her name's Steve.
Actually, I saw the meme on the internet today. It was all like, other girls in rompers, nice, feminine, you know, casual, flowy. And then me, and it's Danny DeVito's The Penguin.
Yeah, no, that sounds about right.
Yeah,
I
agree.
Should be that cosplay.
Do it.
You have the nose for it.
Thanks. I'm going to go home and grab myself to sleep.
That confusion just, thanks. I don't know how to feel about this.
I'm going to put that on my blog.
Granted, though, I think
Red said mean things about my nose.
I did not. I said encouraging things about your nose.
I mean, I think rompers could be cute, but very not on me. It's just too much of a pain. That shit's too much.
It's like a weird, like, deep cut, but also a compliment. I don't know, man.
It's like she, like, cut you and then put a bandage.
Yeah.
like right so after. Sorry. Oh, I'm sorry.
What are we, Sour Patch Kids?
I'm gaslighting you.
So bad. I don't even know where we're going.
Yeah,
anymore.
What else now?
You wanted to talk about Victorian bullshit.
Oh, yeah, we started talking about steampunk and how it's worthless.
I think steampunk is terrible. I don't think it shouldn't. Punk does not belong anywhere in that.
So even if the story is somewhat salvageable.
All right, man, it might be great.
Salvageable.
You know what? Yeah. Like any other thing, I will give it a chance, and if I'm wrong, you know what? I'll fucking eat my words.
At least, you know what, it's something different. At least somebody's trying something.
Valid.
It's not rehashed.
Is it from anything? Is
no.
it a book?
No.
Is it a comic? Nope.
No. This is fresh.
May? Hatsune from freaking what? My Hero Academia.
Don't change the subject.
No. Is it because I have Bakugo?
don't change the subject. Anyway.
Sorry. That's just like... Is that your waifu? Because this is my husband.
This is the waifu.
Weaves at the table. I'm sorry.
The nerd runs deep at this table.
Okay,
today.
But I mean, we're showcasing our waifus in an anime. Just all right. Get off my dick.
It's okay. So It's funny because we criticize, we throw stones, and we bitch that everyone keeps ruining our childhood, stealing shit from other things.
No, fuck overalls, man. Fuck overalls
and JNCO jeans.
Overalls do need to die.
It is new. It is fresh. It is something.
Like when you have to pee right now.
It's original-ish.
So, yeah, we'll absolutely give it a chance. And you know what? If it's great, then we will say so.
I mean,
we'll eat our words.
We have been in that position.
Great recipe for crow.
Can I bake my words and then eat it?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
Mix it with your dessert.
No, that's not possible.
Tofu. Because we have been wrong. Discovery turned out to be a very well put together show.
That no one could watch.
Yeah, because
no
it's on a shitty streaming service that only has two shows.
Yes.
Wait, what show is it?
Star Trek Discovery.
Gotcha.
Oh, but we're going to get Picard on that same streaming service.
That no one will watch.
And that one, everyone is eager to see. Brent Spiner has made more comments of who we are seeing in the trailer is Data. Data is in.
Who didn't realize that?
Well,
show of hands. Show of hands. Fairly. Oh, yeah. No one.
Oh, I was like, I don't even watch
well,
the show.
Well,
so
everyone kept arguing whether or not it was going to be B4.
Oh, for Christ's sake, it's Data. Fucking Data. He says Data.
Stupid brother?
Yeah. The dumbed down brother? I had another theory that hit
There's
me.
There's a
the
word
other day.
For it, but I can't say it on the podcast.
I had another idea that hit me. That
dingus.
Yeah, that's it.
That Data actually sent B4 over there to get blown up, and Data is actually the one sitting there in the chair, and he transferred his consciousness. It was just some
fan theory.
actually,
this week
happen.
On my fan theory podcast, we talk about how Rey is actually Obi-Wan Kenobi and Anakin Skywalker's kid.
Miss you.
Sorry,
I miss you so hard.
It's so good to have you back. just that gentle sip. Just that's what broke me. Was just the sip.
Comedy's hard.
The slow sip of decision. I honestly think that the Picard
vape,
is going to
so.
Be much of a
oh,
bigger
I got
hit.
You, man.
No.
Oh, okay.
If anyone is giving you credit for, I love.
Just so remember, what, ghost it. All right.
What I love about this is it's basically about to tell the Orville, "Fuck you. We know how to do Star Trek. You do not." And this is going to be like the. This
yeah,
is how you
see,
do Star Trek.
They're going to say that, and then we're all going to be disappointed. Except for in Patrick Stewart, because it's not his fault.
Not his fault.
Although he did play the poop emoji in the Emoji Movie, so it might be
yeah,
his fault.
Yeah, which is amazing.
No, it was a hilarious choice,
yeah,
and I'm happy he did it, but...
No, that movie was terrible.
Just heavy sipping.
Yeah,
just more sipping.
Okay, no. Okay, so the preview was the best part of that movie.
Yeah.
And
why would anyone even see this movie? I'm still shocked that you guys saw it.
I didn't
the
see it.
The fuck you
I've
doing?
Never watched it. I think it's on Netflix.
It.
And I'm just
oh,
like,
yeah.
It keeps popping up, and I'm like, no.
Right there was so, Sausage Fest and Angry Birds.
No,
like,
no.
What
the
fuck?
Emoji, like the Emoji movie is actually worse.
Go on.
I say hate it. Having to say that.
Go on.
Because you watched it.
No. But
that's the difference.
That's not
she actually went to see Sausage Fest.
No, I didn't.
No, you didn't see it?
No.
No? Okay.
I just happen to know that Seth Rogen is not a complete moron when it comes to storytelling. I don't like his storytelling.
Yeah.
I don't like his style of comedy, but he knows how to do it.
Yeah, he does.
He's a competent writer.
And,
he is.
And
weirdly
people,
enough.
And I mean, the people who worked on the Emoji Movie.
Oh, you mean corporate... dickheads who are just like,
look,
well, what
Bright
if Spotify was,
be- was
in it?
No, Bright, oh, Bright was a better movie.
Oh, see, and that's another thing we can kind of compare this show, that fairy show to
Bright?
Yeah, because it's kind of that same thing where it's like fantasy characters
thing.
In a real life
I don't know.
Scenario.
I honestly think when you're looking at Bright, I see someone's failed attempt at a bad D&D campaign. Mm. Because it has all of the elements and the components of a D&D campaign
the DM
that just
was like, yeah, this is going to be good. And then the characters are like,
I've read
but
that
what
novel.
If I was Will Smith?
Exactly.
No, seriously.
I'm going to show up with my.
I've read that self-published novel on Amazon. where some
Lord
gamer
of the Rings? No, I'm just kidding.
No, some gamer is all like, I've written a lot of D&D campaigns. How hard could a novel be?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, and I can just see the one guy.
And Amazon will publish anything because they don't have editors.
Do I have to roll that's for fair. Initiative?
Well, and that's what it is. It honestly is like we've all gamed with this person who like develops this huge fucking backstory for their character, and we have to listen to the 20-minute dissertation
God
of their
damn.
Paladin and where he went wrong and why he's
fallen
and why he's on his quest.
I feel like we should.
I have a campaign.
Yeah.
That I made last yeah. year that you guys didn't show up for.
Oh. We're out of state.
Oh.
We're ready.
We left.
I'm
just
saying,
like,
let's
we
do
could
it.
Do this. We could do this on air. It'd be a great time. We could
I'm
do
done.
A special.
I'm in.
So the
100% down.
I honestly think
like
that Bright is just a bad D&D campaign. Whereas
it's not even that good.
Fairy thing.
I was gonna say at least
Bright,
a D&D campaign would have been funny.
Bright is a bad D&D campaign where the DM didn't show up.
And the characters are just like, well, we have his sheets here.
We have his sheets.
So it's like a party member who doesn't know how to DM DMing.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh.
It's like somebody else stepped in and was like, I guess I'll DM because
no one.
You know, he's with his girlfriend now and
yeah.
we just don't know what to do.
We lost. We
it's
lost
like Stranger
our DM
Things.
This is Stranger
Things.
Ah.
Oof.
Oh.
Sad,
no,
but,
13 is
sad
hard.
But true.
If we do a D&D campaign, I'm dressing up and none of you can stop me.
There's right. no, it's not filmed, so who cares?
I'm down.
I'll have,
exactly.
the, ca- I'll have the camera for that, too.
Yeah, we'll do
yeah.
a film thing for
all right,
it.
Oh, so
we get to dress up for it?
Sure.
Yeah, do whatever you want.
Freaking
need a bigger table.
I want to be a wizard.
Bitch. I think we can make that happen.
All right, let's make that happen.
Make that happen.
In the next few weeks.
Yep. You heard it here first.
Yeah.
Moving on to
crafting,
other...
Yeah. Crap, I need contact lenses.
Moving on to other sporting events. There's a new...
Sports?
Is
it esports?
No, it's...
Kind of, question mark?
Kind of.
Drone racing.
Drone racing.
Okay, this can fuck off.
Wow. Hey, yeah, drone racing is exciting to watch.
I mean,
no,
remember...
No.
Why?
The only thing,
how? Do they put
have
rocket
you
launchers?
Have
or,
you never watched it?
No.
Seriously, it's fun.
No, see, the only enjoyment I got from a drone story was someone who threw a javelin at one and knocked it out of the sky.
And they made a rune for that guy.
Yeah, and then, but the guy apologized because he realized what he did, and the guy was like, no, I'm totally okay with this, because
yeah.
that was spot fucking
like,
on.
5 years later, I just saw a picture of it, actually, at that same Renaissance fair. Somebody painted a fucking... giant rock with that guy's face on it.
Yeah, no.
Of him spearing the goddamn.
He was a
drone.
Mighty hunter. He has been foretold in many legends.
Yeah,
he has destroyed this foreign object.
Yeah, he threw a spear at a drone. But, like, I don't know. They go really
the
fast incomes. Around, like, a track.
No, man.
No,
like,
it was like jousting.
Back in the 1980s. When radio cars were invented, they did not invent a sport for it.
Feel like they did. It's just nobody watched it.
I think they did too. And then later they
okay,
did the
because,
robot wars.
Just because your neighborhood and all the boys on your neighborhood took it really seriously does not mean that it was a sport.
Wasn't there? There used to be like boat race, like model boat races.
Model
boat yeah.
racing was
model
a thing.
Races.
Was
I found,
a thing.
I found the gift.
I don't. I
mean, but he had a drink. Yeah.
Yeah, that's my favorite
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, it was like you just see like this guy coming out with a javelin throwing.
Yeah.
It
okay, that's pretty.
It,
good.
That should be a thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he was like, it's evil! So he threw... He didn't think he was going to hit it.
No, he didn't think
he
was
he thought he was
going
to miss, and he hit it dead on.
As,
yeah, and then...
As prophesied
then this is the rune.
Because they're riches!
Wow.
All
right.
They drew him in the many legends.
Yeah. He,
okay.
He's a legend.
I love the face.
The face for the drone. send that to me so
looked,
I can post it on our Instagram.
It looks yeah. like one of the ghosts from Pac-Man is just really constipated.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
The funny thing about this is drone racing, the Facebook page has 1.4 million followers.
It's fun to watch.
It's been around on the Facebook page.
I mean,
it was created
I watch cooking shows.
May 7th in 2015. And their new season is about to start. I'm surprised that a network, honestly, has not picked this up.
I think it was on ESPN a few times.
Who would stream it?
Like I said,
are
ESPN
you kidding? You've got holy moly, which they're gunning hard.
But what streaming network?
I started watching that show again.
It's awful.
It's
awful.
Real hard to
I would
through.
Be okay with it as long as they play that music where it's like da 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 da
da the entire time, yes. Just over and over
every
again.
Every time like these do a race, then immediately just you have to play that.
It's not right enough physicality for the person. I want more people getting hit, slammed. I mean,
in esports. I want every time you die in esports, you have to get up and fight that person. I just want to see those.
I mean, I've seen that like in reality. I've seen this guy at Evo where he got pissed off that he lost. Like, he grabbed the guy's control, like he slammed his controller down the ground. Then he grabbed his opponent's control and then proceeded to beat the shit out of the guy's. Just like, wow. Jesus Christ, man, you need to calm down.
I want hockey rules where that only just gets you put in the penalty box. Like, they're all wearing armor and they're just sitting there, just like.
Get 2
you
minutes
have to
in
know
a penalty
how to
box
use
for
your
slamming.
Penalties as a strategy.
Exactly. Yeah, so, true. Like, if somebody's about to get to the goal, you just get up and fucking sock that guy across from you.
Just take his controller out of his hands, slam it on the ground.
We
call that middle school.
Yeah. Nerds. Just go and turn his computer off. Just.
Yeah, I mean, at the beginning of September, I'm disappearing. So, hey, that's fine by me.
We're not friends anymore.
Ooh.
I mean, for good reason.
It's my house. It's my Nintendo. You can't win.
And you get cross-checked.
That's what happened. He got he hit me with a pull cue, and I hit him back.
Fuck.
And and then he cried.
That escalated quickly. And he cried.
Town knows the ways. Our
okay,
town knows the ways.
He's gonna be rude.
Red knows the ways
bitches
of the
get stitches.
No, man. He thought he was being. Cute.
No, bitches get stitches.
And
you were
and
being
I
a
didn't,
bitch.
I didn't think it was.
Now equality, man. You get fucking hit.
I didn't think it was funny, so I hit him back, and yeah, it was in the face.
Ooh. All right.
Yeah, he bled.
So have you watched the drone races at all?
Yes.
Do they have projectiles mounted to the drones?
I have seen a few. They called it drone street racing, but yeah.
I want to mount a flamethrower to mine.
This just feels like Ultimate Frisbee all over again.
Why do you hate the things that I love?
Trust fund Ultimate Frisbee. I don't hate. I just point out.
Because I would have the drone shaped like the Millennium Falcon coming in.
Oh my God, you're a nerd.
Yeah, yes. See, that would be cool, but it's not that.
No, man. Oh,
it's the little sleek ones that can go through obstacles. That's the one thing is it's so fucking fast. But I'm like, how do you know where you're going? There's no way to see. They have like a screen that's like this big on a controller. And I'm like, how do you even know where to go?
It's an excellent question.
Yeah. Because they're just rant, rant,
yeah, no,
rant,
they're going
rant,
for
rant,
full
rant,
out
rant.
Racing, not nerd. Because
I would be trying to take out the other drone. I'd mount shit to
it's
it.
Not it's not football.
No, that's the thing is. I was watching drones. One where they had like Nerf guns attached, where it was like the one guy actually had like shot one out of the sky, and they're like, "We didn't know you could do that. We didn't think the Nerf guns were that strong."
Like, you kidding me? You can take out an eye with a Nerf gun.
Are you kidding? A strategically placed Nerf missile, I could take out a helicopter.
Well, that's the thing. It's like it's supposed to be. It was mounted backwards, and it's supposed to be like so you can shoot the camera off of one. So it's like a defense thing more than an offense thing, but. I was like,
and the skill involved with actually trying to shoot something from a drone to hit another drone.
Like, now you
like throwing
play
a javelin at one. Yeah. I think it was more dumb luck.
See, with a drone, though, you just got to have video game skills. It's easy.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Yeah, because, I mean, I actually heard that there are some people who, there's a company that hires gamers in order to, it's not really pilot, but, like, drive their scuba. Like,
no, pilot.
No, pilot.
You're
pilot.
Correct.
They're submarines.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I there was a company that was hiring a while ago. I didn't get the job, but I applied. Where it was they paid you to fly their scouting drones.
Yep.
It was for like a construction company. Because it's like, you're flying a drone to see like the overhead of the construction zone. And I'm like.
And you're taking pictures.
That's
and
cool.
All that shit. Yeah.
I was like, I could do that. I interviewed and everything like that. And they're like, yeah, we'll call. They never called. Never
I just
called.
Imagine you just dressed like D.Va.
Yeah, that's how I went to an interview. So, wig and all.
I play to win.
See, I picture you wearing that hat.
Yeah, thanks. This is how I walked out. I'm like, sup, I'm a pro gamer. Pro game. Hire me.
I play Smash.
So we can either hire the Cheeto or we can hire the guy.
I was gonna say, that's the former military guy. Yeah, I was going to say, I guarantee that's who they hired. They probably hired some Air Force guy. He's like, no, I've actually flown drones before. And I'm just like, well, I played Halo a lot. They did ask me if I played video games.
I played a lot of Gundam.
Rocket League, and I know how to drive and blow it and hit stuff.
They put Ecto-1 in Rocket League, so you shut your mouth.
They put Ecto-1, and they added Knight Rider to Rocket League. Kit?
Her.
Her?
Her.
What?
Her.
What was that?
Her.
I think Red just had a stroke.
Do you taste pennies?
Her.
No, but I'm craving Cheetos.
Look, the Cheeto dust on your fingers gives you better grip, okay?
Ew.
That's how I kill at Smash.
That's accurate.
God, that's
it helps with the D-pad.
I know a guy who thought that, and he was like...
Shut up.
No, seriously. He was like, but seriously, bro.
I don't eat the Cheetos.
It's like chalk, when gymnasts have chalk.
You might as well just use, like, fucking flour or, like, baby powder.
Well, that's what
shit.
I told him. I was like, why don't you just use chalk, like gymnasts? And he's like...
Chalk would have been better.
No, man. You know, this way I can eat it later.
This is a snack for later.
And I'm like, you're not a real human being.
Is he licking his controller?
I don't talk to him anymore. No, he's one of those people you go over to their house and they hand you a controller and it's just fucking covered
in gross.
And you're just like,
dude.
You're just like, oh.
Oh, no.
Do you have any other ones? And he's like, no, man, that's my player two.
You're just like, player two looks that bad. I can imagine what the player one looks
like. So I don't hang out with Jabba the Hutt anymore.
You mean Pizza the Hutt?
Hey.
Pizza the Hutt!
Are his arms long enough to actually poke? Never mind.
You're over-
Let's not get into Star Wars now. Because I'll sit there and argue with you about it and push up my glasses a lot, get real angry about it.
You wore the glasses just to do that.
Yeah. No, let's talk about the fucking Rise of Skywalker trailer again. Let's do it. Why not?
No.
What?
Not until we get another trailer.
I'm sorry about Spaceballs.
Oh, okay.
Spaceballs 2, The Search for More Catch.
Will I get money from the 80s when it was good?
When it was good. Mm. Speaking of The Search for More Catch, Nickelodeon buys Garfield.
I thought they were Garfield.
No, that's... Anyway...
I just thought of the Zombieland thing where he's just like, "What do you regret, Garfield?"
Garfield, I guess.
Garfield.
I don't know if it's because I got old or what, but I feel like Nickelodeon hasn't been relevant in a few decades.
It hasn't, but Nickelodeon is actually owned by Viacom.
Like, they just play SpongeBob 24/7.
That's really all they do now.
Yeah.
I honestly think they're trying to branch out and get more. Cartoons,
you
more
can't
characters.
Beat some of their stuff, though.
But,
Drake and Josh was a gem.
Yeah, but that's the thing. They don't play that stuff anymore.
And
they
I don't think they play it on Hulu, but. I don't even know if they have the licensing for it because they're so short term. If they just started buying properties up, this might be the beginning steps.
During the MTV revolution, Nickelodeon was great. It was pioneering television for kids.
You always like skip between Cartoon Network and Nickelodeon Disney.
No, even before Cartoon Network. Back before there was Cartoon
Network.
Before
Cartoon Network.
Okay. We had, and they're bringing back Are You Afraid of the Dark?
Well, but,
is that true? Because I saw that there was like supposed to be a movie that they
did.
That was my favorite show back in the day.
Are You Afraid of the Dark was way scarier than Goosebumps, too.
Thank you.
Goosebumps was like... That was the really kid-friendly version.
I agree, though.
Yeah, and if you go back and watch the shows, I went back and watched, and I'm like, oh, right, I didn't watch Are You Afraid of the Dark for a while because it scared the shit out of me.
I loved Are You Afraid of the Dark. Yeah. I watched it every time it was on. I think the shape of my personality is explained.
Yeah. Plus, I like the premise better where it's like it has a cohesive story where it's like, oh, it's them telling scary stories.
Right.
And they might be true.
Well,
which is what makes any great horror great wonderful is mm-hmm. is that urban legend idea of whether or not
it could be knocking at the back door.
That reminds me, I saw Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark.
How was it?
Okay, we're coming back
so
to that.
Good.
We're coming
it's
back
so
to
good.
That.
We'll talk about it, but yeah, no, it's fucking
it's
good.
It's PG-13.
No, it's really?
It is PG-13.
It is PG-13,
but it's perfect.
All right,
but see,
and we'll talk about it. In a minute,
I didn't think Del Toro was capable, but all right.
It's perfect.
I did enjoy Shape of Water, and I mean it's not too far.
That's not PG-13.
It's not.
No, but I meant
Del Toro wise.
Yeah, Del Toro.
Oh yeah,
that is Del Toro.
I just didn't think he was capable of toning down.
Oh, got it.
Enough to
you got Troll Hunters and Three Below, which is also Del Toro.
Okay, first of all, let me explain something. Children's literature is the darkest form of literature.
I'm not arguing.
I need to buy those books again.
Which one?
Scary Stories.
Oh man, I've got a in a dark, dark room coming.
Ooh.
You know what I just ordered? Sorry, segue.
Go on.
Are you ready?
And then we can talk about Scary Stories.
Yep. No, this I'm gonna segue into
I'm sorry, nobody cares about Garfield anymore.
I just bought
Well, I had other things to go with Garfield, but we'll go down this rabbit hole and then we'll swing Spooky back shit. Around. Yeah, that's right.
It's Halloween now.
Because it is all about the kids stuff.
It's August 1st, you get a week for back to school, we don't have kids, we're in Halloween mode.
Yeah, King Super put the pumpkins out, it's time.
That's right.
Dude, Michaels puts the pumpkins out as soon as July 4th ends. On July 5th, the pumpkins go out. And I have no complaints.
Okay.
I have no complaints.
So anyway, Scary Stories.
I just got the Chaz Adams cookbook.
Ooh. The Chaz Adams cookbook.
Does it come with a hand to hold it up?
No, I have my own hands.
No, when you're cooking to hold the book.
Yeah, it's in the refrigerator.
Oh,
it's in a jar.
No, I know where your hand in the freezer is. I'm talking. Never mind.
Wait. What?
Yeah, she has a hand in the crisper. Didn't you ever seen it? There you go.
Wait, is that?
I've never seen that.
Isn't that for nails and stuff like that?
Why is it so realistic?
Wait, let me see. Because it's what you use to do nails and shit. Why do you have this? I haven't seen that since my dad had a freaking nail supply shop.
We're holding hands.
Yeah, that's my hand. What? It's a lefty.
Does it come in hand?
Oh my god! Is this what you use for like those Instagram pictures where they're like going?
You're holding the hand.
Yeah, and they're like.
I just keep it in the fridge, you know.
Just in case.
Yeah, that's what people would use in order to train using doing.
In case Edward Scissorhand shows up, you know.
But yeah, Scary Stories is really good. It's it feels a lot like your typical 80s. You know, it feels a lot like it. It feels a lot like Stranger Things, where it's like, oh, kids are going to, we're going to the spooky house and, you know, scary things happen. But it's really good. The monsters look exactly like the book illustrations, which is really fucking unsettling.
That is unsettling, but that sounds really cool. I might want to watch this.
I found a book of kids' poems with the same illustrator.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I showed it to you. But
I think you did. Yeah.
It's wonderful.
And that's the thing is like they actually got that guy as like a consultant or something like that. And they talked to him and they're like, okay, so we're going to make these look exactly like it. And they did.
Oh my God.
It's horrifying.
That sounds amazing though. Cause I mean, Slenderman was absolute garbage.
The nice thing is with PG-13, you know, they still focus on, you know, you don't have to focus on gore. You don't have to focus on, oh, we're going to swear every time something pops out.
No,
but they still kind of have these really, I'll spoil kind of the first bad thing.
Bad things happen because
they're in the Scary Stories books. There's Harold the Scarecrow, and all of the stories actually are from Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark. They actually adapted all of them. So the Scarecrow one is the kid fucking hates the Scarecrow. He talks shit to the Scarecrow the entire time, and then the Scarecrow comes to life and stabs him and all this other shit.
Oh my god, you were mean to me.
There's like a crazy twist because of it, blah, blah, blah. It's not that crazy. But like, the scene where the kid turns into a fucking scarecrow.
Oh, I've got a great book suggestion for you.
Just.
Wrecked you?
Yeah, it's rough. It's like,
it's just like PG-13
film. It's PG-13, it's rough. Yeah, it's like.
I can imagine you're like,
yeah, it's like, no, I was just sitting there and I was just like, we're doing this. This is PG-13. You can do this in PG-13?
It's true. Prisoner of Azkaban is the...
Prisoner?
Prisoner?
Prisoner of Azkaban.
Pigeons of Azkaban?
The Pigeons of Ask My Mama.
No.
The Pigeons of Ass in a Can.
No, his is better. His is better.
His is,
his is 10 times better.
It hits you with
But
my
no,
hand.
Fucking go see that movie. It's scary.
So
no,
what are you saying about
I
the pigeons?
I served 5 years in Azkaban.
I was going to say that The Prisoners of Azkaban is the best Harry Potter movie.
I like Goblet of Fire, personally.
I'm actually with the Prisoners.
I like
Goblet of Fire.
Well, I like Goblet of Fire because of the whole, did you put your name in your Goblet of Fire?
Did you put your name in a Goblet of Fire?
Just like, calmly, Dumbledore. Jesus, calmly.
Yeah, in the books, it's like, Harry, did you put your name in the Goblet of Fire? And in the movie, it's like, did you put your name in the Goblet of Fire?
Oh, the whole like cavalcade of wizards that come
and
in.
He runs at Harry.
Yeah.
That's not how the books work.
Yeah.
He was calm.
I'm actually.
Oh.
I like to do the calmly Dumbledore. Calmly.
I did find out Funny or Die as a trivia show called Actually.
Shut up. Really?
I think it's Funny or Die. Yeah, because whatever Adam Ruins Everything used to be on. Yeah, it's
cracked.
So
College Humor.
College Humor. It's them. Yeah, that game show's great. It's
so
like Jeopardy, you have to say the thing.
Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark is worth seeing. Because I honestly
Was there a doubt?
There was a doubt.
I was
ridiculous.
Well, no, I was a bit doubtful because they fucked up Slender Man. So I'm like, okay,
who
if they're going to
fucked
gonna,
up Slender Man?
The movie.
But it was
the
whole movie. Bullshit studio who. That was all studio corporate decisions. This was like, they're like, okay, Del Toro, here are these books. Just go. And that's.
So here's the guy who wrote it. Go talk to him if you have any questions.
And that's how it feels is like. They incorporate a lot of different things from the books, a lot of different stories, but they make it a cohesive narrative.
Okay.
Where it's like, okay, in the trailers they kind of talk about it where
kinda
it's
like
oh,
creep show type of
thing. It's the girl's book who they find in the cellar of the creepy old house.
Right.
You know, and then
the MacGuffin.
Shit hits the fan so quickly that it's like it starts on Halloween night and goes from there and it's like everything's bad.
We don't have time to waste.
And they set it up really well for a sequel in like a what's gonna happen next?
Because there are like three of those books.
Yeah. But in like a really good way where it's like I wasn't mad.
You were satisfied, if they decide to.
Yeah, exactly. Where it's like, oh, if they make more great, but if they don't, it ended really well. So
what's the best kind?
Well, I think it's destroying the box office. It is
so good,
absolutely killing it this weekend.
It's one
saw.
I'd like to buy and own because
it's really okay. I honestly thought it was going to end up on like one of the streaming services. I thought it was like an Amazon or a Netflix thing.
I don't know how to talk to you
sometimes.
I don't know how to talk.
There are so many damn fucking platforms. I lose track of where what is and where everything is going.
That's the downfall of television.
It is.
I like sort of wanted to pick up the books to read it before I actually.
How many on Amazon? So they're $25 for all three on paperback.
Oh, that's box office Hobbs and Shaw number one at. Wait, what the?
Hobbs
fuck?
And Shaw is number one at the box office.
Wait, hold on. Sorry.
Well, they're the only movie that opened
millions.
That weekend.
The books tend to in paperback. They tend to retail at about $9 to $10 per.
Mm-hmm.
So $25 for all three is
that's
a
deal.
Good.
And. The thing about it is, it's good horror for everybody. You know, it feels a little bit like Goosebumps, where it's like, oh, it's kind of for kids, but it's also definitely not. Like,
right.
It's just enough to get younger folks into horror.
Well, I was,
which
I like.
I remember,
oh, there's
the first time I ever had access
20,
to those books was the first grade.
Yeah.
Like before I could read
those books were banned at my elementary school.
Well, you're younger
they
than
were
me.
Scary.
Well, and I didn't
scary stories. They were
really.
They were
I actually had it in mind,
school.
But I was at a Denver school at the time. So me,
Where the Sidewalk Ends was a new book when I was.
Oh
at
yeah,
school.
This one's a hard.
All right, leave me alone.
This one's a hardcover with all three books, and it's $21.
Oh,
weirdly enough, yeah, but weirdly enough, are Urban Outfitters.
Strange, but okay.
Weird.
Yeah, totally weird, but okay.
Yeah,
no,
but they,
it's
they
just
carry some
topic.
Odd
yeah,
stuff.
They are now. Yeah, they didn't used to be.
Well, and it's funny because all of this is after me because Goosebumps is even behind me.
Yeah,
because Goosebumps happened after I was already running a comic shop and I was
kidding.
Already
and like the big difference is this is actually really scary. Like it's,
Goosebumps. Was,
I'm ready.
Is pretentious horror.
Mm-hmm.
I don't. I'm not a fan of Goosebumps.
No.
If you like Goosebumps, power to you. You like what you like.
I kind of feel like Goosebumps is kind of like Doctor Who, where they keep reusing a lot of the stuff that they had inside.
They use a lot of tropes. They use a lot of horror tropes. Good where analogy. It's like, but what if spooky things happen?
Slappy,
like,
really? Or was this his name? Slappy.
Yeah, Slappy.
Yeah. It's like Slappy.
The ventriloquist.
He keeps popping up.
Well,
everything.
They made 10 of those books. Like,
yeah. So like they keep reusing it, kind of like Doctor Who using like
the Daleks.
The Daleks.
The Cybermen.
Oh yeah, so I'm so done with the Cybermen.
I was never into Goosebumps.
And that's the thing is that feels like horror with. I think I saw somebody describe it. It's like a horror with training wheels, where it's like,
yeah, that's,
okay, yeah, it's spooky, but
it's like Evil Dead 2 for kids. It's where it's horror, but no.
Is it really though? Like,
it's camp.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
This is not that.
It's camp dressed up, and that's fine. We like camp. Evil Dead 2 is a fabulous movie. I love Bruce Campbell.
No, Bruce Campbell's great.
Yeah.
I love the camp. I do. I love it.
Camp is great where it belongs.
But Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark is like that stuff that you read that. Well, it was read to you at story time when you were six, and mm-hmm. you came in from recess after lunch recess. You come in, and it's like it would have been nap time if it had been 2 years ago, but it's first grade, and you have to stay awake. and
do we get snacks?
No, you just had lunch.
You brought your own snacks, and you snuck
and,
them
and
in.
And you sat there, and then, okay, 30 minutes is over. Go back to your desk. You're like, what the fuck?
We only got through two stories, man.
And now,
God damn it.
And now you're in your 40s, and you're just like, it keeps me up at night.
Yeah. No, I looked back at some of those books, especially the illustrations.
Oh, yeah.
Like, the
yeah,
story themselves are pretty creepy.
Right.
But the added factor of, like, oh, yeah, there's just this giant floating head with tentacles coming out
of
it.
Not gonna lie, I do want nose. Like if I do get the books, I do want the original cover, not the ones where they're like, "Hey, here's the movie cover of it." No, fuck off.
That, yeah. No,
I want the original because that's what invoked fear into my very soul.
So I got the audiobooks a couple Halloweens ago.
That sounds nice.
Who did the narrative on that?
I was handing out. I have no idea.
Okay,
but yeah, this creature is in
okay.
It.
That's fucking creepy.
That's the one. That's
yeah,
one of the
no,
ones
I
that's
saw that.
It
was
yeah.
in the hallway, wasn't it? Yeah. Like I just saw an image of that.
Everyone's been posting that. I was wondering where the fuck that came from. That's creepy.
It's from
my
a
basement.
Book.
Oh shit, I sleep there. No!
This is the one that always gave me nightmares,
no.
though. Uh-uh. That's the one where the thing, like, taps him on the shoulder. Yeah, he, like, leaves the house. And
it's adorable.
It's a giant tree with a skull strapped
it's
to it.
It's fucking terrifying.
Yes,
yeah,
it
but
is.
It's adorable.
Oh my word.
It's adorable.
So I honestly think that this is going to be quite the hit. I don't think Del Toro is
so
done
good.
With just the one film.
So I got the audiobook a couple Halloweens ago
because
I was home alone handing out candy. and I got to the point where, I jumped hard.
There's some good ones.
The poor trick-or-treaters, that scream was not on audio.
Wait, but
there's my toe. No. That one's in it.
Oh,
that one's creepy and scary.
Are you going to want to go see this? Because you don't do horror films.
I don't do horror.
Wait. But did you jump higher than when I opened the door?
That was fucking hilarious.
I'm so sorry for not ringing the doorbell.
I spilled the candy. I wasn't even holding the candy.
If she had her drink, she may have spilt it. She jumped pretty high.
Shit's rough.
In.
I was going to say.
I'm sorry. That was hilarious. I know that I could look like the Grudge if you know, I wake up in the morning. No, it's just... It's just when I wake up.
I'm just home alone a lot, and so any kind of human contact, I might overcompensate a little. Good or bad, any reaction I have is stronger than it ought to be.
That's all right, fair. So I need to see this film. Is what
it's,
you're telling
it's
me?
It's worth it. All right. It's absolutely worth it.
All right,
done deal. I'm gonna look up tickets.
I'm in.
Do it.
Yeah, we have plenty of Alamo passes that we should probably use.
Ooh,
I mean,
we should all go.
Yeah,
I want to go again.
I'm in.
Cool.
I mean, yeah. I have seen some.
We'll make a field trip out of it.
Yeah, sounds good. Wait, just let me know.
I was going to do it tonight.
Yeah, we'll get you some passes.
I'm yeah.
So I think I can't tell which
you
one's
still,
expired.
No, don't worry about the expiration. Okay. Just use them.
I'm hungry.
They're not expired. So going back to what spurned this discussion.
Garfield
and cartoons and Viacom buying them because they lost Invader Zim. Invader Zim was a Nickelodeon.
Yep.
And that's that went over to Amazon.
Up Invader Zim.
Mm-hmm.
Well, why? Why would you give up that ripe of a property?
It was horrifying.
And what we're talking about isn't?
Okay, that's different.
There's different levels of horrifying, jeez.
No. It's the same level of horrifying. The difference is that Nickelodeon was trying to project this family-friendly, cool, the kids come here and the Latch kids can be raised, can be babysat by us. It's fine.
I've watched SpongeBob. There's nothing...
But Invader Zim was before SpongeBob, fucker!
It was. But I'm saying, since then, I've watched SpongeBob.
But... They were trying to do a thing, and Invader Zim was something that they weren't really paying attention to. And they're like, yeah, this guy, he makes a lot of... He's really popular. He's going to do our next show. And he did the show. And they're all like, yeah, that's going on. And people are like, have you seen it? And they're like, no.
Well,
and then they watched it, and they were like, okay, well, this is canceled.
Well,
and
when especially when he starts stuffing organs into the kid.
No. The tipping point, and I really believe this, is if you turn Santa Claus into a space monster,
which was pretty funny.
Them and Futurama, man.
And
so that's why they both got canceled.
Okay. Your show gets canceled.
The funny thing is, though, if they had even done any homework, the creators of Invader Zim had a successful comic book called Johnny the Homicidal.
I'm not saying that's not true. I'm saying I don't think they did.
No, I think the studio saw creepy shit they were showing to kids, and
and Tim Burton was all the rage. Well,
Hot Topic exploded.
Yes, it did.
It did say that a statement from Nick says the reason for the cancellation was poor ratings from their core demographic, kids aged 2 to 11.
Right.
Yeah, it's because they don't get it.
They missed the demographic.
Well, it was disturbing in a way that you can't come back from.
No. Not at all. They started strong, they ended strong.
And here's the thing is when you pick up a book
they went out the way they came in.
When you pick up a book called Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark, you know what you're getting in for.
Mm-hmm.
You know that this is going to be scary, and if someone hands you the book and says, "All right, but you might have nightmares,"
yeah,
and you say, "But I'm going to do it anyway,"
yeah, that's your choice.
That's your choice. But when you turn on Nickelodeon, what's on is on, and that's your parent approved network, mm-hmm. and it was adult, like, man.
Even going out of the gate, like
for high school kids, that was still a little like.
I mean, there were some.
It's a little edgy. Yeah,
the tallest were a little weird.
Yeah, that's the part that was unsettling.
No, yeah, it's not because Zim was shoving organs into his mouth. No,
not at all.
He was taking the organs from the other kids and replacing them with teddy bears. Yeah, like
there was
I mean, they replaced Kenny's heart with a baked potato. I mean,
yeah, but that's an adult show.
But South Park is an adult show. It came on after dark.
Yeah.
Zim was
prime time.
3 o'clock.
I think Zim would have done really well on like Adult Swim. I think it would still be on if it was Adult Swim. But that's the thing is they tried to go to Cartoon Network. Cartoon Network said no. They went to Nickelodeon. Nickelodeon said, sure.
It's a cartoon.
Dial it back a little bit. And they didn't.
I think he did.
Do you think he dialed it back?
There's no swearing.
That's true.
There's no nudity.
He did dial it back.
Yeah. They could have at least put it on Nick at Night. Like, shit.
That would have been great.
Yeah, it was. And the fact that it was on right after school. So, like, kids are getting home from school, and Darkwing Duck isn't on anymore. So, what are you going to watch?
The Invader Zim's on. I fucking love that show, but yep. I also have problems. So.
Well, I mean, we'll...
And there was no release. A lot of the stuff... This is the difference between children's literature and adult literature is the benign release, the comeback, everything's okay. It's like the Are You Afraid of the Dark? Are You Afraid of the Dark got really scary sometimes, but at the end of every episode, we come back to the campfire and go, it's just a story.
Mm-hmm.
That does not happen in Invader Zim.
No.
You never come back from it.
No, and there's in like most episodical cartoons... no matter how many times Daffy Duck gets his beak blown off, at the end of the episode and at the beginning of next episode, he's fine. It's as if nothing happened. That's not true in Invader Zim. And that's a very adult concept of the idea of that these extreme actions are going to happen. And the
repercussions.
Well, and the consequences not only happen accurately, but are permanent. And that's fucking hard for even 16-year-olds to handle.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, I got too real.
No, you're fine.
I want to be a mongoose.
You're absolutely right.
Can I be a mongoose?
That's why they canceled it.
That's why you got
canceled. But Nickelodeon also canceled everything except for SpongeBob, so.
Which SpongeBob it's hard is to just, I figure mean, out. Stoners Under the Sea is all SpongeBob is.
Well, you know what?
That's what it used to be, not anymore.
Oh, God, I am too sober to handle SpongeBob.
Yeah.
Vodka.
No. There is not enough substance in the world.
So, with. Netflix. Netflix will have Invader Zim this month. We will be able to see what the new continuation of the story
is.
Oh,
you know my rule on that.
I know your rule on it.
You get 5 years, man. No continuation, you done. Move on.
I'm curious.
Ghostbusters looks great.
You know what? I'm trying to avoid that. I'm tired of people posting pictures about the Ecto.
I don't agree.
I'm pissed off about the spirit packs. We encourage, if you can't afford a cosplay budget, you know what? At least you're celebrating your fandom. Go for it. I'm so pissed off about the fan. Man. Yeah, I mean, you know, you're five.
I know cosplay is not the same as Halloween.
No.
I know that. I recognize that. But here's the thing. The thing that makes Halloween the best holiday of all time, there's many things that make Halloween great, but the best thing is the best Halloween is made, is homemade.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And cosplay is the same way.
And
for
I
me.
Think the same is true with cosplay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Is no matter what you do, no matter your budget, no matter your skill level, the best cosplay is homemade.
Yeah.
Honestly, the lower the budget, the funnier it gets. So if you try hard enough to make it look shitty, it's gonna look great.
Well, the imagination.
Exactly.
And we can see the problem solving. That's fabulous. That's what we love.
Exactly. That's why it's better.
One year, I kid you not, I saw a kid who actually made a cardboard cutout of the proton pack.
Oh, and just drew it on?
Drew it on. Yeah. He colored it and had LED lights that he plugged in.
That's cute, Christmas though. Lights.
That was running off of a 9-volt battery.
Oh, hell yeah.
And I'm like, how did you...
Did you get that to power up one battery?
Yeah. I know. And he's like, well, they're Christmas tree lights. And he went into this dissertation. Yeah. And I'm just like...
I won the science fair.
That was one of the Christmas parades.
It was one of the Christmas parades. And I'm just like, you are one of the most fucking cleverest kids I've ever met. That was amazing.
But there's this whole online debate about that kind of shit where it's like, well, do you buy the $60 thing that's made of plastic or do you make your own? And I'm sorry, I made mine out of wood and pie plates. And I'm like, fucking just make your own. It's
just
not
make
hard.
Your own. It's not difficult, but... If it's out of your skill set,
what are you doing it for?
Let's face it.
Exactly.
A lot of people are not mechanically or electrically inclined.
No, and I get that.
If you're doing a fan film with that you actually want to see go somewhere, then yeah, buy the stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Get the polished looking stuff. But if it's for the love of the play,
yeah,
you're on.
Because remember the second part of cosplay is play.
Costume play.
It's supposed to be fun. Mm-hmm. It's supposed to be fun, and you're supposed to. It's not just. It's not to cliche all over you, but I'm gonna.
Go on.
I've
go
been
ahead.
Clicheed.
please.
I hate when you get cliched on me.
Hold my hand.
I'll never let go, Jack.
I really gotta hand that to you. That was good. Can I get a high five?
High five.
Yes.
So bad.
Prop comedy.
Ask me again why I have that.
What are we talking about?
Because you wanted to learn
cliches,
how to do nails?
No, I just, it's all this. This is why. It's
so
funny.
So Jim Davis, who is 74 years old, is apparently going to continue to write and draw the Garfield comic strip. However, Viacom, now that it is owned by Nickelodeon, will be developing new Garfield content for all platforms and consumer products for a new generation of fans.
That's right. He's still alive. It's not like Calvin and Hobbes where that guy died years ago and was like, don't touch myself.
He's still alive.
Matheson is still alive. He just retired.
No, he's just retired.
Oh, he just doesn't want anybody to have Calvin and Hobbes. That's right.
No, he doesn't want anyone to have it. And you get Berkeley Breathe, who comes in for Bloom County.
Mm.
And they're like best of buds. So every year they do the April Fool's cliche joke.
Yeah.
And Berkeley Breathe has been trying to get him to come out of retirement to do a new Calvin.
He also has been trying to get him to do a cartoon for years.
Yes.
But he won't.
He doesn't want to. And
I appreciate that because that holds the value. It's not like Garfield where...
Oh, Garfield.
Ooh.
Oh, Garfield.
I found this fun subreddit that it's called Editing Garfield, where basically if you just cut Garfield out of the comics, much funnier because it's just John talking to himself the entire run.
Technically, John is just talking to himself.
Yeah, because he can't hear Garfield. No. It's just like...
I love Garfield. I always have.
It's endearing. Garfield's great.
No.
Everybody hates Mondays.
Everyone hates Mondays.
I love Mondays.
Everyone loves lasagna.
I hate
you know
lasagna.
What? I like Odie more than I like Garfield.
You mean spaghetti cake?
No, Odie is the best. Odie.
I bet you also like that little gray cat they introduced in Nurmal. Like the cartoon. Nurmal
can die in a blender.
I didn't know Alu Dhabi was a real place for way too long.
Nurmal can go in a blender. I don't care. Odie is the one.
Oh,
he's an idiot.
No, that's what he wants you to believe. He's a savant.
Odie's the real mastermind.
He is a savant because if you see him, he's always behind the scenes.
I like all the comic strips. I like the Garfield and Friends from the 80s.
Oh yeah.
The newer cartoons freak me out. They look like some college animation project gone wrong.
Oh, the 3D
I don't like
ones,
it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say, I've seen that. It's, yeah.
And
yeah,
I
it's
like the first movie with Bill Murray.
Yeah, the first one's okay. The first one's okay, and I don't think he needs to regret that one. The fact that he did both...
yeah.
I would regret the second.
It's a paid gig.
Tale of Two Kitties.
Tale of Two Kitties.
It's a paid gig. That's all you gotta
look
at.
Mark Twain holds up, man.
Mark
Are we done?
Speaking of holding up...
Oh, no, we're not going to end on Garfield.
Speaking of holding...
No, I thought we were bypassing Garfield. He keeps bringing it up.
Why do you keep bringing back Garfield?
Speaking of holding up, Spawn...
Let him go!
Spawn hits issue 300.
They're still. I didn't know they were still writing Spawn comics.
I didn't realize they were so far behind.
Oh, my word.
Actually, this is a milestone. No independent comic book has hit 300. Walking Dead was aiming for it, but they fell short. Invincibles, which was another Kirkman title, fell short.
God damn it, Kirkman. Finish something.
So Savage Dragon is the next closest one, but Eric Larson has not come close enough to the 300 marker yet because he takes time off. Mm. Issues are never monthly. They're
Oh, you mean he actually takes vacations like a normal human being?
Like a normal human being. Well, to be fair, Todd...
Todd.
Oh. Mr. McFarland to you.
Oh, Todd.
He does our intro on the Facebook page. I can call him Todd.
Oh, are you on a first name basis?
I am.
Give me my hand.
No.
Give me my hand.
Don't give her the hand.
Oh, sorry.
Don't give her the hand.
give me my
hand. This looks like this. Just
Wait, can I see that real quick? Hang on. Now you keep talking. I'm
tough.
I've always wanted to do that.
Actually, there's no blood.
I've been waiting for that joke.
I'm never letting go, Jack.
To be fair,
we're holding hands.
To be fair, Mr. McFarlane has had other people running Spawn. Greg Capullo being one of them. Who is now doing, who moved on to Batman and is an incredible force in the DC Comics. He's actually coming back to do the pages for Spawn 300, because when he was here for Denver Comic Con, I'm like, please tell me you're not going backwards and going back to Spawn. He just laughs. He's like, no, I'm just doing issue 300.
And yet.
I
guarantee they'll suck him back in and be like,
I hope
you're going to keep inking for us for years.
I hope
Draw our comics.
Just when I get out, they pull me.
Just continues doing DC stuff. He's doing great on Batman. He's doing great. Scott Snyder have got this amazing new story that's coming out. It's just,
I thought you met Zack Snyder for
Zack Snyder.
No.
Scott Snyder,
not
the
a guy.
Writer. No, not that guy. J. Scott Campbell also has a variant cover for Spawn 300. This is a milestone.
Milestone?
Milestone.
It's a milestone for sure.
Yeah.
I know. It's no depiction of javeling a drone.
No, it is.
I was gonna say, I hate to say it. I didn't know Spawn was still going.
To be fair, that's not... I mean, Spawn premiered in 1991?
I mean, yeah, but...
If memory serves?
I feel like the story has been told.
It was told.
I was going to say...
And then retold.
His whole thing is like, oh, he just wants revenge and vengeance and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, okay.
This is quite the long vengeance.
Yeah, I was going to say, if it's been going for 300 issues, it's like, did they restart? Like... Because if you restart, you can't call it issue 300.
No, and
it's not Spider-Man or Batman.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
or we reboot it again.
Shots fired.
If we just keep rebooting.
And again.
They act like that's some veiled mystery of, oh, I hope they don't notice that we've done this.
What if a black guy was Spider-Man? Yes, Jenkins, you're hired.
Miles Morales shall be his name.
We shall call him Miles.
Technically, his name is Miles Davis, but he likes to go by his mom's name.
His mom's maiden name.
I did. But I didn't say I'm actually, so I can't hit myself.
Just use the hand. Yeah, there you go. Why do you have that thing? Why are you asking stupid questions?
Why don't you have a hand in your freezer?
And it was in the lettuce crisper.
I think of that episode of Parks and Rec. This is America, isn't it? That I don't have to answer stupid questions. I'm standing on my own property.
I just want the round desk that Ron Swanson
has.
Oh,
where he just...
Yes.
Yeah, just
the desk
turning.
Prison.
Sir.
I drink some of the water from the park.
There is a sign that said, don't do this. So, obviously, I made some tea.
Because that's what you do.
You know, when the park says don't drink the water, you drink the water.
I watched that show again.
I love that show.
Moving along to video game news, Harry Potter Wizards Unite receives a new update with added content.
No!
Can I be Newt Scamander?
Yes, you
no,
can be
not
Newt,
yet.
Newt Scamander.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to be Nagini. That's racist.
Because
she's Asian? Whoa!
Whoa! The new breakdown, you've got a ministry.
Give me Cho Chang.
I thought it was because she was species.
By species?
She's by species? Yeah. She's unidentified
as
by species.
First of all, she's dead now.
Second of all,
she was a snake.
Okay, I will admit, though, Cho Chang's accent is actually really cute. Because is she Scottish?
Yeah,
she's
I think she is Scottish.
It's like the Korean Star
Wars. Yeah, we're Korean Scottish. You're just like...
We're the biggest contradiction.
How did you get here? I don't think that's true, but all right.
As you say, I think there are Korean...
Is that a thing?
I know that there's a YouTuber who's Irish Chinese.
In these Skittles?
The black guy with a British accent will always throw me off. Like,
oh, yeah.
Why?
Like,
Idris Elba still messes with me.
I was going to say, because it's not what you expect. Like, it's really bad to say, but it's not what you expect.
But one of my friends is black.
And that's fantastic.
And that's great.
They had slave trade just like we did.
Ooh.
Ooh.
She hates it when anyone says bruv, though.
Oh, but everybody says it now.
Yeah,
that's
she's
not
like,
even
I
just
fucking
a Cockney
hate,
thing.
She's
that's,
like,
that's
I hate
everybody
when
now.
Back in my day.
Go on.
Back when you could still smoke in bars, there was...
The good old days.
You weren't there.
I wasn't.
You weren't?
I was nine.
But they some guy was hanging out, and they were pushing the African-American change. You can't say black, you have to say African-American.
Mm.
And
what if you're not from Africa?
And the guy... Well, what if you're not black and you are?
Oh, my God.
And there's this guy, and he is of a darker pigment skin tone, and he said black, and some white bitch.
Oh, it's
corrected.
It's always a Karen.
Yeah, it's always white people. White people are the only ones.
No one cares, Susan. Yeah.
To be fair, I think this was a Kevin, but still.
Oh,
he goes. It's actually. It's
actually.
It's African American. He goes, first of all, I'm fucking black and I'm fucking British.
I love them.
Drop the mic.
See? I love people like that. He knows what he's about.
He does.
Yeah.
Not everything revolves around you, America.
Fuck off, Kevin.
Exactly.
Actually, not you, Kevin. We're friends.
The new Harry Potter. The new Harry Potter thing is lame. There's new classes.
I can wear glasses. Oh, wait. I'm already blind.
No, man, it's
too much data.
It's too much data.
It broke my phone.
You know
twice.
What, Niantic? Ugh. Go back to the drawing board. Fix it because I ain't fucking
there's,
playing
no,
it.
There's,
Pokemon
there's,
Go works fine.
Pokemon Go works fine because they realized they were making a game for your phone to go out in the world and play.
Yeah.
And this is a game that is designed to play on a console in your living room. That they put on your phone for you to, but they're using on the same features as Pokemon Go, overlaid it. But there's too many graphics, and you actually have to. So you remember back when Pokemon Go first came out, and people were wandering into the streets.
Yeah.
And we all made jokes about that. This is a game where it's actually impossible not to do that.
Jesus
where you actually have to pay attention so much that there's no way to move and play safely.
Nope.
Oh, see, that was the thing is Pokemon Go was so nice because they eventually had that feature where it's like if you put it in your pocket. Like, it would alert you when something was nearby. It vibrates. So you can just put it in your pocket and let it go.
Pokemon Go never made their graphics so detailed that you had to stop everything else to play.
Yeah.
Well, and Pokemon Go has made drastic upgrades to their operating system. Yeah. The graphics are better, but it's
still... The graphics were never bad. They were acceptable.
Yes, and they've actually made it more engaging. But when you're doing the Wizards United, I mean, it is... I mean, unless you're running like an iPhone and my God, I could not imagine your data that you're paying for unless you're on unlimited.
And that's the
you're
thing.
Getting fucked.
Pokemon Go didn't really use it still doesn't use a lot of data.
No, it killed your battery, but that was about it.
Yeah, and that's the only problem is, a portable charger, that's so hard. I can't get a portable charger for my data. Like, that doesn't work. Like, it doesn't work. So it's like for them to be like, oh, well, no, you know, It uses quite a bit of data, but you're not supposed to play very often. We just want you to pick it up and
play bullshit. For a few minutes. What video
nobody
game?
Nobody thinks that. No,
exactly. Nobody does that.
No game ever said, we don't want you to play that much.
Yeah.
I made a game.
And if you have to say that?
I made a game, but it's only intended to be played once a week.
I mean,
fuck you.
The only thing that it really tells you, especially when it comes to like Korean games as well, is hey, you've been playing for X amount of hours. Be sure to eat and drink some water and stretch your legs. Because way too many people has binge played video games to the point of death. So it's like that's why a lot of Korean games have that, where it's like, hey, you've been playing for a few hours already. You should probably get up and do stretch your legs
for a few minutes.
Yeah, stretch your legs.
The
have
goofy
a drink of water.
Italian monk who invented solitaire thought I'm gonna play this for hours. And you should too. No game development.
Entertainment is so I can sit there and get away from life for 10 hours.
Well, for as long as I want.
10
for
hours
as long
a week.
As I choose, for as long as I'm able.
I shouldn't be limited by the fact that it's like, oh, this will eat up your data really quickly. And you're like,
yeah. Great. The opening screen. And all your month's worth of data is gone.
Yeah, and you're like, oh, that's like a terabyte of data just right there.
And if you don't know to go into the settings and turn that off or find it, then it's going to do it every time.
That's fucking annoying.
So yep.
It's just going to tear through your phone.
And that's one of the few mobile games that I finally deleted off my phone because I'm like, I'm not going to play this because it ate up my I'm on a family plan and it ate up the data for the family and I got a phone call.
God.
I played it for like an hour. What do you mean?
Oh, man.
My word.
And I can't save pictures because all my memory is gone. God damn it.
Yeah, well, there were things that I was like trying to do. Like I'd hit things and it's like, you don't have a data. You don't have the data for this.
You don't have a data.
You don't have
God,
a,
no,
one singular
a single.
Data.
Yeah.
You don't have a single data.
Yeah, just like Picard, I don't have a data.
You're
not one single
data.
Data
died. I'm sorry. He's dead.
Data go kaput.
That's his much slower brother.
Oh, my word.
He's touched in the head.
Oh, this is all my true. God. Speaking of touched in the head,
we're still going.
Segways.
Grand Theft Auto has added gambling.
You know, okay, I was reading the article that you posted where it's like the differences between gambling and loot boxes.
This is just nonsense.
But my thing is, this makes sense. This is you know what you're getting into. You're walking, it's a casino.
It is a casino.
You walk in and you're like, okay, this is a casino. I'm here to blow money.
Yes.
Because that's all you do. I go to casinos, personally, whenever I actually have money, to walk in, drink copious amounts of free alcohol, because they give you free drinks.
Comped. That's the point.
Comped alcohol. There's a difference.
Yep.
You're paying for it in a different way.
Oh, yeah.
Slowly
and,
but surely.
And blow my money on penny slots, because I'm an old person, and I don't know how to play blackjack very well.
Just imagine you at the table. Go fish. This is blackjack, sir.
I know how to play. I'm not good at it.
I will teach you.
I'd rather at least it not be my fault. That it's just like, no, it's random. It's okay.
I can't. It's not random. Oh my god.
It's not random.
You're a fool.
You fool.
You fool.
That's why I play the penny slots.
It's
I'm not losing as much, right?
Oh my god.
But fucking at least. But loot boxes.
Ow. What a scam.
The loot box, I mean, I understand
it's gambling with extra steps.
The compulsionary version of I need a loot box and you don't get what you want. And
I don't want to talk about how much my friend has spent on loot boxes.
What
to
I will
one
say
thing.
Is if loot boxes are for something cosmetic, if it's for costume changes or for skins or for weapons or for, something that are like weapon skins, not actual weapons, but if it's for something that doesn't affect the gameplay,
right?
If it's just like, this makes me look like a pretty princess, I don't care.
I want the unicorn
are fine
uniform.
In that way. Yeah, but if I need it to, you can't unlock Darth Vader unless you get, 20 weapons parts and
slap in battle run.
Because that's the worst. That was the worst, where it's like, you need 80,000 credits, which you can only get copious amounts of through loot boxes, which are random.
Yep.
And you don't think you're going to get credits. You also needed like 50,000 weapons parts to get them. And I'm like, so a character that is more powerful than any character I have unlocked, I have to go through all these steps. I can't just play the game and get them.
Nope.
Yeah.
I have to buy a loot box.
Correct.
And hope that I get, the credits that I need.
If you're lucky enough.
Yeah, I think someone calculated how long it would take to get all of that without getting loot boxes.
Yeah.
It was like around 200.
Yeah, it was. It was almost the equivalent of 2 years. That it's like if you played every day for 4 hours, kitty. It would still take you like 2 years.
We don't expect you to play that much, though.
Sorry, no. The kitty just
is he one in?
Yeah, I don't know. He's just wandering near the tree.
No, Figgis is still summoning
demons.
Yeah, he's staring up at the tree. Like,
well, and it's funny because I'm hard at work right now to get 100% on Red Dead.
Yeah,
and I'm going through all of the paces because Gears of War lands next month.
Uh-huh.
I know as soon as that lands, I'm done.
Mm-hmm.
I'm off any other game. Freaking Red Dead is. I'm never coming back.
Yeah.
I want Death Stranding. I want to know what this is all about.
Yeah.
I'm excited for Outer Worlds, where it's like Fallout in space.
Yes.
But like Hideo Kojima is fucking brilliant, yeah. And I just want to know what the hell is going on. That's why I really want to play the game.
No?
What is going on?
But when you're dealing with Grand Theft and the loot boxes and all mm-hmm. of the slippery soap, if it enhances the gameplay, I'm all for it. If it's to continue the gameplay, fuck you.
Yeah, but my thing is, at least Grand Theft Auto, I've played the casino. I've gone in and I've done it.
I've played it as well.
What it does really well is, one, you know you're walking. It's casino. It is a casino. You're in Vegas. Like, you know what you're walking
without
into.
Leaving your
that.
Living room.
Exactly. Yeah. You know that it's like, I'm going to spend in-game money, which you can buy with real-world money. You know that's what you're doing. With fucking loot boxes and shit like... Red Dead Online is a good example of how bad they've gotten.
Yes.
Because at least with Grand Theft Auto, you know, it's for more currency. It's like, okay, I can get this to get a new car. Do I need the new car? Not really. Do I want the new car? Absolutely.
Yes. And I can't steal it.
Can I buy a flying DeLorean? Yes. But do I need it? Not really. But that's the whole thing. With Red Dead Online, you need things. You need the better guns to advance. You can't do anything without,
you need the Schofield revolver.
Yeah, so I have to go sit there and hunt animals because that's the only way you actually get real money. Because the missions are, there's five missions.
Rubbish.
Yeah.
The beans are $20.
Yeah, it's like, and I'm like, okay, I just hunted a mountain lion for 2 hours and they gave me $10 for it. Like, fucking.
I can't even buy a can of beans.
Yeah, like.
And I got mauled 5 times.
Oh
exactly. Yeah. The beavers exactly. are gone.
I got mauled by fucker 5 times.
This used to be a beaver trapping town. It still is. Am I still right, is. Boys?
Oh, my
yeah.
word.
Yeah.
Oh.
The only thing. The only.
That's from Ed. I didn't even make that joke.
You didn't even make that joke. The really annoying thing about the casino is you can't rob it.
No, not yet.
Not yet.
I'm sure that'll come.
I'm waiting
that'll
for that.
That'll absolutely come.
You do need a team.
At least 11 people.
Oh, my word.
Do you get it? Do you get the joke?
And George, on that bombshell.
George Clooney's in that movie.
And on that bombshell, we shall say goodnight.
That was